You're listening to X-Ray FM. So sorry for the delay. It is KXRY Portland 91.1 and 107.1 FM. If you're listening to Halem, Wheeler, Manzanita, or Rockaway Beach, it is 91.7 FM and X-Ray.FM on the interwebs. You can stream it everywhere online there and also an app. I'm DJ Wednesday. This is 6 Feet Under. And in just a couple of moments, as we get settled, I have Soraya in the house and a special guest. We're going to be spinning his music, talking about some upcoming shows, and just anything we might find worth discussing. If you have a request or just a comment, 971-220-KXRY is the text line, and you can bother us there. But in the meantime, Dead Can Dance here. All right, back as promised. I'm going to adjust my monitor. Feel free to do that. Joined in the studio here at X-Ray FM with Soraya. And we just heard some Dead Can Dance. But we're going to listen to some Soraya music in a moment. But welcome to 6 Beats Under and X-Ray FM. Thanks so much for coming down here this evening.
It's a pleasure. I'm an avid listener myself, yeah.
Well,
I love the show, yeah.
Yeah, thanks so much. Mm-hmm. So you got some shows coming up, so I wanted to talk about that and just kind of what lead you here at the show, but also I think we're going to talk a little bit about you've got some new music coming out. So I have a song queued up, but before we get into that particular track, let's talk about what that song is about and what we can anticipate release-wise from you coming out soon. Yeah.
Yeah, this first track we're going to hear is called Sitla. It's short for Sitla Latonac, which is an Aztec god of the night sky. And it's just kind of the feeling that I got from this piece. I'd been hanging around with this piece for a while, been playing it live without a title, but it's just something that kind of came through me strongly. And yeah, it's going to be on the upcoming album Curandero, which is a collaborative album off of Project Records with Steve Roach, which I couldn't be more excited about.
He's kind of like a mainstay on that label. He's been on there for
a
long time and is a really prolific sort of ambient. Like, how would you describe Steve Roach?
He's a pioneer of electronic ambient music. I mean, he's been making this kind of music since the 70s.
Yeah.
Actually, I've known about him long before. I mean, I've known about him in this kind of context. I mean, I used to be a massage therapist, and I would do massage to his music.
Yeah.
His Structures from Silence. I bet
people have gotten massages to his music not knowing.
Yeah, absolutely.
That it was Steve Roach or any sort of world bookstore or some other environment that's setting the tone. You're like, I bet you have heard Steve Roach and you just have no idea.
True, yeah. And then I just kind of... years passed, and then I heard him on Hearts of Space, and it was a lot more trancy and dark and beautiful and vast, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. And that was going on in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's just, you know, kind of kept on, and you know, it's become, you know, a mainstay in the genre. It's a true privilege to work with him.
How did the collaboration come to be?
Well, I mean, he's, you know, on Project. I released a couple of releases on Project as well. Mm-hmm. And we had a kind of crossing our paths crossed in Tucson with some friends that we have together there. And that's how it happened. We met at a the All Souls Procession, which was this massive Tucson event that's it's essentially the Day of the Dead, huge festival, like, you know, tens of thousands of people come to this thing, and I was a featured artist for one of these performances a couple of years ago, 3 years ago or so now. And he came to visit, and we met, and I'd worked with a couple of his friends, and we finally met. Then he was like, "Hey, we should work together," and I was like, "Oh my God,
right?"
Yeah, yeah. He's incredibly busy, and he's like you said, he's insanely prolific, and so he's working with a lot of different people, and so it was a true honor to be able to work with him. But the fit is so just right. It's just right. It feels so fantastic. And so this track Sitla Latonac is off of that. Yeah,
that's cool. We're gonna get into that. Also, just as a side note, I don't know if a lot of our listeners know that Project Records and Salmon Rosenthal are based primarily out of Portland, mostly now. I ran into Sam not that long ago, just on the street, and I've had to pick up stuff from him for merch or other means or other things for other artists who've been on Project Records. So he lives in the area and has for many, many years now, probably maybe 10, 15 years.
It's
so
true.
So there's a lot of project-y relation up here in terms of making things happen and coalesce with the label. So we'll get into that track and we'll talk more with Soraya after this.
Thank you.
back with Soraya. Got a couple of shows. Let's talk about that before we forget, because we mentioned it before, and then we forget and we remembered off air. So I am excited to be a part of the one show. We'll just talk about that one first. We've got coming up. I'll be DJing some cool things that evening, September 5th. It is Soraya, myself, along with Solara Obscura at Clinton Street Theater. How did that show come to be, and what can we expect with that? That's a very unique environment. The flyer is really cool. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, it's going to be a special event. Actually, it came up. I was doing a performance in Astoria for this this beer festival, actually called the Dark Arts Festival.
It's a Fort George amazing festival.
Right,
yeah.
It's really
cool.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Anyway, this lovely guy, Aaron, came up to me and he's like, "Hey, I run the Clinton Street and I'd love to have you by any means necessary. Whatever you want to do, let's do it." And so, we came up with this date, and I was like, "Well, what can we do? I mean, we've got this theater." And I remembered that a while ago, when I opened for Love and Rockets, the idea for that show was to actually bring along this guy who was doing cymatics. And if you don't know what cymatics are, it's basically the visualization of sound waves through the medium of some kind of membrane. And what he does is basically he takes a droplet of this guy, Eric, a friend of mine. He takes a droplet of water, puts a camera on it, and basically has a transducer, which is like a speaker, and puts a vibration through the speaker, and it makes the water droplet vibrate, and basically creates geometric, like mandalic kind of shapes. And so I was like, well, why don't we just do that then we can project it onto the movie screen. It would be really cool.
Yeah.
So it would be live.
I've seen something similar with like sand or something with sound and how it moves.
Where they vibrate a metal plate on sand and then it starts to make these mandalic shapes. But yes, it happens with water as well. And this guy
is
really amazing how he's able to really have fun with this and make different colors I was hoping to do that at the Love and Rockets show, but there just wasn't the ability to do that with all their stagecraft that they had going on. I was like, well, we're gonna put that in the pocket for another time, and so this I thought would be the perfect time.
Environment for that.
It's great.
It won't get lost in all the Roseland or wherever we were at for that show. Yeah.
Right. And they were super excited about it. And so,
That's cool.
Yeah. So that's how that came about. So I also know that Solara Obscura, they are very visually exciting, with their AI projections that they have, that they craft them very beautiful mindscapes, and it's just gorgeous, gorgeous work. So I figured, they would be the perfect, of course I've worked with Ashkelon a number of times over the years in a number of different capacities. And so, it just seemed like a good fit, and you as well seemed like a great fit for it. And so, it's going to be a lovely evening.
And Clinton Street Theater is a beautiful, I haven't DJed there before, but I've attended other sort of cool things there, and it's just such a cool space, and they're very really nice, and
you have to give love to the Rocky Horror Theater.
It's like the longest running Rocky Horror, I think, in whatever, even during the pandemic, I think they were running it just
really?
To keep it
just to
going,
keep it going
to keep this
to say,
just I mean no one was going, but they were like, we're still gonna run
good
it and
them.
I
good
gotta sort of appreciate that sort of commitment.
But
we have another track lined up, so again, that was September 5th at Clinton Street Theater, and I'm pretty excited to be a part of that, and so thanks for inviting me, and I think it'll be really beautiful. Just very unique experience, especially how you've described it. But we have another track that you've provided for this evening. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, this was actually really the first kind of interface between Steve and I. And it was really just he had this wonderful piece of music already kind of laid out, and he was like, well, how about this? What do you think about this? And I just kind of riffed on it, and this is just kind of what came out, and I really love how it came out, and it really showed how well our two vibes work so well together. And we just did a little bit of tweaking here and there, and I'm really proud of it. And so looking forward to this coming out. This is also going to be on the album Curandero, which should be coming out, it's slated to be out on November 7th.
Very cool. Will these tracks be all part of the set on September 5th? Or?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, very cool.
This one is actually going to be, this particular one is going to be featured with the Cymatics, the live
cool.
Cymatics. So just kind of, you can maybe get an image in your head of just crazy, throbbing, mandalic kind of shapes going on. Let the water in your body react to the sound.
Yeah.
There we go.
There it is. All right. Very cool. We got that queued up here. You're listening to X-Ray FM and Six Beats Under with my special guest, Soraya.
Oh.
winding out of this track. Soraya is in the studio. I've got, like, I would say an older track queued up after this. And it was, I think, maybe 10 or 15 years ago off your album Atlan.
Atlan? Yeah, it was 2009.
And, there you go.
Yeah. I know.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's weird because that was probably technically almost 15 years ago, but yeah. The 90s were 10 years ago, so the math is weird. I'm going to stand by the 90s.
So, 3 years ago, we put out Atlan. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so I've got that song queued, and I thought that we would go into that. We would go into a track from that album since you have worked with Ashkelon and he is doing the show with you.
Yeah.
I thought it would be a nice little segue, but before we get into that, mm-hmm. you have another show. I just want to make sure I made mention of it before we forget. And it's with Essus, right?
It's with the Essus, yeah. Their record release party at the Star Theater on September 25th, and I'll be headlining that show. I'm excited about that.
You're on the album, right?
So. Yes, yeah, yeah. I recorded. They had me come and record for one of their songs on an album. It was a lovely experience. They're lovely people,
yep.
And
very
looking
lovely
forward
people.
To experiencing that evening and whatever happens from me laying my vocals down on that track.
Yeah,
looking forward to whatever happens from that. Yeah.
Yeah. I was chatting with Kevin pretty recently, and I'm hoping to have them on the show as well to talk about the album being released. How did you pair up with that? I mean, Kevin does prolific photography within Portland, so he has lots of sort of hands in the field in terms of his presence and music and photography and stuff. So if you aren't familiar with him, I bet you are. He's probably like the Steve Roach of photography. I'm going to make that. Kevin, if you're listening, it's a compliment.
He's been doing photography since the late 70s. And
exactly. Totally. Yeah.
I think we actually officially met. Well, we didn't meet too long ago. It was through some other Bay Area friends. I used to live in the Bay Area before I moved here about 30 years ago. But we had some common friends in Oakland.
Yeah,
they're from Oakland, and I'm from Oakland, and
it's the Oakland throwdown.
Yeah, Aleph and Margot at their wedding, and
yep.
That was a big part of us getting to know each other, and then we just grew from there, and they invited me on their album, so I was obliged. Yeah.
Very good. What other projects do you have coming up besides the Steve Roach and the Essus? Those things are sort of at the tail end where they're being released. And so what do you have sort of brewing?
There's so many. It's hard to mention them all. I've got a huge list of things. I just got back from performing with the Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra. I wrote an original piece for them, and the Tuva National Orchestra would like to actually play that. So this thing is kind of like catching on fire in that regard. And so I might be doing some more kind of symphonic stuff in the future, which I'm really excited about. As well as I'm going to be going on tour in Mexico in October. I'll be performing with a good friend of mine, Carlos Ivan Cruz Islas. He's an incredible buto performer. We're going to be doing that, and then we're going to be going to Munich to perform at a festival in Munich in late October, early November.
Wow.
And I'm hoping to get to Europe next year. As far as recording things going, I have a live album coming out with Thomas DiMuzio. Basically a collection of live performances at this event that I do every year for every summer solstice. I perform at a columbarium, but a mausoleum in Oakland. They have this huge experimental music festival, and we've been recording it for the last few years. So we're going to be releasing a live album with that, but also I'm collaborating with also Thomas DiMuzio and Voice of I, coming out with an album, maybe in the next year or so. Just very wild, intense, surrealist ambient stuff coming up. So yeah, I've got a few things in the pipe.
Wow.
In the pipeline, or however it's said.
Yeah.
But
keeping musically busy and
yeah,
that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. And traveling, and
because like art is what we need right now.
Yeah.
You know, like more than ever.
We need to make a line in the sand if what's our color of the spectrum needs a little bit more, a little bit more attention and love, I think.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to do anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard agree. So we're going to play that track. And if you have a request or a thought, feel free to reach out. In the meantime, here you go.
Thank you.
little collab there between Soraya and Ashkelon Sane. That was actually on project. I had an epiphany much later off air in my brain that I was like, well, there it is. There's a project. That's 15 right. years ago.
Yeah.
We do have another track queued up before we part ways. Before you know it, I always tell people this, the hour flies by like a breeze.
Yeah.
And so we'll get in another track. And you mentioned this track. Is this off a full album?
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is off of a full album.
Yeah.
Yes, this was called Cathartis.
Yeah.
Cathartis. This is the full LP album. Yeah, this is my pandemic project that I did at home.
Mm-hmm.
And
cool. Yeah. No.
I loved working on this album. It was, I'm sure a lot of our listeners will agree and resonate with this, but I utterly thrived in the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I finally got to do so many things that I never had time for otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was to really just dive into so many creative projects, one of them being this album. And this particular piece, Cathartis, I made it the title track. And I love it because it doesn't feature my voice. It actually features the Aztec death whistle of a friend of mine who actually I was able to get it from him about 6 months before he passed.
Mm-hmm.
And the album came out right after he left us. But
I always like to play or really hone in on title tracks of albums, because I wonder, this song must be some sort of anchor to the album because you name the album after it. So
mm-hmm.
I always have a tendency to be too drawn to songs or mm-hmm. that are like the album name as well. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna lean into that track probably more than some of the other tracks because I figure that's a statement of some sort. Maybe it isn't. Maybe I'm reading more into it, but I have a tendency to be drawn to that, going, oh, this album is called that. I want to dig into that track to kind of figure out if that is the center of something.
Well, Cathartis is actually the proper name for the kind of the scavenger bird that we see pretty much everywhere, like what people call like the buzzard or chicken hawk. It has like no feathers on its head. It's got the little red head, and it's got the mm-hmm. majestic very dark brown, blackish feathers, and a beautiful bird. But also I found that the Aztec death whistle actually sounds, the bird itself doesn't have any kind of vocal cords. And so when it makes a sound, it's kind of like,
you know?
And so it kind of sounds like a death whistle. And so I found that to be good. I mean, I do sing on the song, but it's not like the main focus.
Yeah.
The main sound of it is the Ejeca Chichitli. That's the traditional Aztec name of the instrument that's featured on that track.
So this is your pandemic project album. I find that the pandemic had good sides and bad sides to it, but I feel like some of us got into projects, some of us really dove deep into things. We really reflected inward. I really hope that we take the essence of that and are able to find our strength in moving forward with whatever is happening, I guess, post-pandemic. Mm. Even though, I don't know, not to get too political on my radio show, but I feel like COVID's rising up again and there's just all kinds of fraught with different things. But
Our ability to fight it is certainly lessened as of late.
Yeah. So. Well, thank you so much, Soraya, for being a guest here on Six Beats Under. I appreciate your talents and I appreciate your words and your inspiration to the Portland music scene. You know, you've opened from everyone from Love and Rockets to all different kinds of bands that I can think of. You're always performing and you're always seeking, and it's just a good quality. So thank you.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
All right. Thank you. And we're going to play this track. You're listening to Six Beats Under right here on X-Ray FM.
Thank you. X-Ray FM is supported by Wedgehead, a pinball bar in the Hollywood neighborhood offering a menu with curated sandwiches and Tex-Mex-inspired food offerings, craft cocktails, and all-you-can-play pinball with over 20 rotating machines, and home to Portland's only weekly co-op pinball league, located at 3728 Northeast Sandy Boulevard. More information at www.wedgeheadpdx.com.
Some Black Magdalene here. Some good friends of ours. Betwixt and Between. And of course, we heard some Soraya prior to that. I have room for a couple more tracks here, Six Beats Under. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for Soraya for coming by. And always excited to have guests. Next Monday, September 1st. Oh my gosh, it's already September. We've got Ashkelon of Solar Obscura on the program. And he and I go way back, and so that'll be a fun time had by all. So tune in to Six Beats Under every Monday night. In particular, next Monday, September 1st, with Solar Obscura.
Myself somewhere, my true love. X-Ray FM is supported by Slingshot Lounge. Located in Southeast Portland on the corner of 56th and Foster, Slingshot Lounge offers an expansive game room, scratch cocktails, and a craft kitchen with a full menu until 2 a.m. Happy hour available weekdays from 3 to 7, and brunch weekends from noon to 4. Slingshot Lounge, decentralizing Portland since 2007.
You are listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere, 24/7, worldwide, at xray.fm. My name is Chelsea, and you are tuned into Satter Star, an emo radio show here on Monday nights on X-Ray. And tonight's episode has a theme of like kind of late summer, back to school vibes, especially since summer in Portland starts this week. And to me, this kind of feels like wistful kind of songs of the like kind of poppy Midwest emo sound, which I have a few songs in that kind of vein on deck for tonight. And I'm also going to start out tonight's episode with some like brand new releases that I want to highlight. We are going to get things kicked off with a band called the Ritornello Form from Las Vegas. They just released a really sweet split with Eugene Oregon's Stella, which I frequently play on the show. They're really great. And I saw the Ritornello Form play in Portland here last month, and they were like super fun, super energetic live, and playing the kind of like sincere yet like upbeat kind of like poppy emo that I feel like is rarely done these kind of days. I really like their sound. They're fun. This track you're about to hear, we're gonna kick things off with a track called Off by One Again. This is off of their split called Feels Like Summer. And again, you're tuned into Satter Star and X-Ray. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. Check it out.
Thank you. is?
Garland. Briggs.
Garland. What do you fear most in the world?
The possibility that love is not enough.